Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Twitter Quitting Prevention Hotline tonight as we try to also hunt down Skank Hunt. That's right. Stay tuned for another edition of AfterBuzz TV South Park Season 20, Episode 2, Skank Hunt. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Grab your bottle of wine, pour a nice glass, turn on the tunes, and start trolling us! Because you
Please
know
do.
You want to. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We have Stephen Lemieux missing in action. I think he quit.
He did. He literally did. He walked quit. Away from us.
But we have Christy Olsen.
Hello, everybody. Hit me up at Christy Report.
That's right. And we have Jesse. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. Jesse Zahner. You can find me online at Athletic.
There you go. Do you want them to troll you or no?
Yes. Please troll me. I totally deserve to be trolled.
Only on a show like this. Please do not put dicks in my co-host's mouths. Okay?
Okay, now you're asking for it.
I don't know how to.
He tried.
I tried
for us. Thanks, though.
Only in the lead hosts.
That's right. That's right. Which is Stephen Lemieux, not me. But he quit. All right. There's so many things to dissect. Let's start with what we thought was going to be a suicide, but wasn't a suicide. No, she just quit Twitter. And they made it sound like she had actually committed suicide. There's cops, there was everything, and it was brilliant. What did you guys think of the whole storyline?
I thought she was really going to kill herself.
So did I. Right? I was like, oh my gosh, like
are
this
we
trolling.
We've been watching this show for 20 seasons. I feel like we should have seen this coming.
Yeah, I thought the trolling had finally
had
caused
to
her to commit suicide. Yeah. So I was surprised when she didn't.
But what? Okay, so what's worse? And like, what would have been like her doing suicide or just quitting Twitter?
No, this is so much better.
Yes. Yeah.
This
for
is
sure.
such a bigger loss. To the
town
world. Of South Park.
Right. That's right. Her voice can't be heard.
Yeah.
She can't tag anybody. Like, this is bad for everyone.
Right. I mean, they did, like, a little memorial service for her where they all tweeted nice things. I loved that part.
Great poem, Butters.
Yeah.
Great poem. She would have loved this. What I like about this is we're going to start a segment called The Member. Remember when? Because... Jesse, you were talking about like one of your favorite things is social media stuff, and we've dealt with Facebook. I was even joking two seasons ago. We ended on the whole hashtags, and remember we're doing the Macy's Day, the Christmas thing, whatever the hell it was. I forget this point the exact thing, but so much social media has tied into it now. Yeah, maybe just quit.
Yeah,
is that the solution in real life? Just quit Twitter. Is that good
enough?
Gosh,
I don't know.
I would love to.
I feel
to.
Like how would you get your news if you quit Twitter?
The school newspaper.
That's true.
It's ad free.
Is it now? After everything that happened last year? Do you remember what happened last year with the school newspaper?
Well, they tried to buy it out, but they wouldn't. He stuck to his guns. I do want to. Okay, so in terms of Mr. Mackey, I want to talk about him because I don't know. Sometimes there's points in my life when I feel like Mr. Mackey, where it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck do you want?
Oh my god, you are the Mr. Mackey of AfterBuzz TV, Phil. I'm
oh my
so
gosh,
sorry.
Are you?
I mean, that
I didn't know
best
that.
Way.
I just, you know, sometimes when you just go to close the door, and someone's like, "Really? Do we have to do this now?" I'm thinking about quit Twitter.
To you, Phil.
Okay, fine. Let's do this. Let's get that cup of coffee there. Let's talk. You sure this can't wait till tomorrow? Man.
But it never can.
It never can. Never.
And so do you find yourself pulling away from the phone and swearing at whoever you're talking to?
Sometimes. what I love about it is there must be, like, legitimate counselors and things like that that just feel like, dude, this is just my job. Like, I want to help you. Please don't kill yourself. But can I just have a life, too?
I used to be a therapist. No joke.
How did that work out?
It was good. Clients did not call me in the middle of the night, which was
nice.
Did
they have your number? Because they just have
no,
an office
number. No, they didn't. They just had my office number, yeah. So I didn't have to pay
any suicides.
You were that kind of therapist.
No, yeah, exactly.
No suicides?
No suicides. I did have to hospitalize some people, but no suicides.
Interesting.
Thank God.
So, like, if I need a vacay, like a little 5150,
yeah.
You're the one to hook us up?
Yeah, always.
All right,
yeah.
Noted.
Okay.
3 day stay.
Yeah. Wait, so why aren't you a therapist anymore? Did it get to you?
It got to me, yeah. Wow. I can't imagine having to take calls at night like that. It would have got to me much sooner.
Got it. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure there are therapists that do that.
And it's just like, you motherfucker, leave me the fuck alone! Oh my God, poor Mac. I feel like he's going to quit Twitter eventually. He's going
to
be like,
he's all about it. He can't quit Twitter. He wants everybody else to be on Twitter. Then if he quits Twitter, like, can he even counsel anymore?
Oh.
Because once you're done with Twitter, it's like nobody talks. Nobody talks to you. You're kind of there as a body, but like not there any other way.
Okay, but let's think about this way. Mackie, how many likes and retweets does that guy get? Probably not a lot. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, ever since he went gluten-free, okay, you know, he's not been quite the same. So I think he might need some gluten in his life, to say the least.
It's time.
It is definitely time. Where to next? The equipment, right? The fact that, what did you guys honestly think when they were going to, quote, take out Cartman and they were taking him to the woods? Like, where did you guys think this was headed?
Again, how gullible am I? Totally thought they were going to off him. I was like, finally, is he going to become the Kenny? Like, finally, well, they've decided what to do about Cartman.
After we saw Heidi not physically commit suicide, I figured it had to be something with electronics, because he had his laptop with him, and then he pulls out his iPhone. So I was thinking it was, you know.
Yeah, he's always been a material guy, even going back to the Human Centipede Pad episode in particular.
Oh my gosh.
One of my more favorite episodes still to this day. I knew that they weren't going to kill him. I just thought, I didn't expect, to be honest, the equipment, because I thought it was just a ruse to get him there of like, okay, Counter-Strike. Because why else would Cartman go to the damn woods?
Well, then what were they going to do?
I don't know.
What were they going to bury?
I don't know.
Really thought they were going to try to kill him, but it was going to go awry in some way, and that would reveal the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought we were going to get more info out of the whole thing.
I thought...
Nothing.
I thought maybe they would have, like, messed up or, like, tried to kill him and then didn't. But, and I always knew, like, they would get him to a place where he couldn't troll, and then they would find out that he's not the troll. I always kind of suspected that, and obviously it happens. But beyond that, I had no clue. So I was not smart enough to pick that up. But boy, I mean, what did you guys think? Like, just the whole parody of it, like, just everyone just being like, let's get this over with. He's crying. And just, oh, man, so rough.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have taken more joy in it.
Let me ask you, are they really saying, because there's people who do suffer like separation anxiety from phones and actual equipment. Yeah.
I dropped my phone this weekend, first time in 6 years since I've had an iPhone that I cracked my screen up. Uh-oh. And I legitimately ran 3 miles, which is not far if you're a runner, but I ran 3 miles to the Apple store, waited for about 4 hours to get my iPhone fixed. I was not leaving.
Did you meet with the geniuses?
I did meet with the geniuses.
The Turon Rock.
And they told me that they weren't going to fix my phone until 11 a.m. the next day, and I lost it. And they gave me a new phone for the same price as a screen fix.
But yes. This is where Mr. Mac, I think, is ultimately...
Okay, South Park is trolling me. I have a broken screen too, so we'll talk later on that.
Yeah, no, South Park is trolling me right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think Mr. Mackey eventually, because there's times when, like, if I don't have to have my phone on me, I'm like, this is no one can call me. This is wonderful.
But then, like, do you go back to your phone, like, oh my God, I wonder how many calls I missed, texts I missed, emails I missed, or do you just,
yeah, whatever. Doesn't that stress you out more?
Yeah, that stresses me out.
In some way, but at the same time, you know, I'm just like, half the time, my new favorite thing is TLDR. Too long, didn't read. Nope, we're going to file that under TLDR. File that away. Not
yes,
get
oh
to
my,
it.
Is that a real thing that everyone can use? I love this. All right, done.
Use that with trolls. So if you're going to troll, keep your trolling simple and easy and quick.
Yeah, I do not like to read long things like that. So nope.
Yeah.
Get your curse words in, be done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Why is Mr. Blahowski doing this, Gerald? Why?
I have no idea. What do you guys think?
He was giving us an explanation, but I was like, yeah, I'll never figure it out. I don't understand these people. The PTA scene, by the way, was amazing. But
any ideas?
I still want to believe that somehow there's good intention here. There's something we don't know. There's some way he's creating a lesser evil or something. I don't know. I just don't want to believe that this is him being evil.
Maybe he doesn't think he's evil. I mean, remember when there was that Photoshop episode with the girls and it was like, you want to look good? You better work out, slut. And it was the Photoshop episode. That's a good one. And that also ended on a very sad note. But, you know, I don't know what he's up to with this. I think he's legitimately just... I think Yelp got to him in the worst of ways.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Do you think he's just going to, like, troll the rest of the season? Like, he's going to be like Randy was Lord last year, except he's the troll? Or, like, they focusing on parents? And what is the purpose of all the trolling?
Like, so that he can just provide commentary throughout the season about everything, maybe?
Maybe it's saying that parents are worse than kids. I don't know.
With all the maybes, like you that. Guys sound... Oh, it's member.
Member?
I was like, oh, I thought you were going to say
okay. Remind me of the member berries.
And what about the member berries do we remind you of?
Well, because you were saying maybe, but it was sounding like member when? I love the member berries. I think they're cute. I like them.
They kind of took a backseat tonight.
They did, yeah. But they made an appearance.
Yes. Yes, they did. What I liked also, too, you know, in terms of the ending where it got really big, but, you know, they said, like, the girls have always taken a backseat. And it's true. Like, in terms of the show, the girls have always taken a backseat. Now it's time for the girls to rise. And I'm excited to see where this is going. Hopefully it's not a lot of vagina jokes, as indicated in episode one. But we'll see. What do you guys think?
I mean, anytime the girls band together on South Park is better than when they sort of try to divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy it. It seems kind of girl powery.
Yeah.
Right?
I can be like, I loved all the breaking up. Yes. I thought it was so funny. They what got to the guys.
What was that Spike Lee movie? And it was based off a Greek play where they're holding out for sex to make the guys change. And Chirac. That's the Spike Lee movie. But I feel like it's kind of, they took it from that.
Yeah.
The whole idea of breaking up with them. Because, right, didn't you guys think, we were joking about that, oh, they're all going to quit Twitter. And it's going to be irreversible. But to see just this massacre, just with these slips of breakups.
Some of those pieces of paper had little hearts on them. It was very sad.
Yeah.
Zach, when he was, Zach, our engineer, when he was fixing our cameras, he joked, like, I didn't realize all the fourth graders had girlfriends. except for Cartman.
Hey, it's a small town. There's not a whole lot else to do.
That's true. Except stay in fourth grade for many, many years.
20 years.
And I love that Kyle, of all people, is the one, because I thought, wait, who's Kyle going to get in all of this?
Right.
And he's holding the picture of the class and with Cartman, and Cartman disappears and he's crying. Which, by the way, this isn't like Back to the Future where you fade out of existence because
when you get off Twitter and all of your digital things are destroyed, you just disappear.
I mean, I guess technically there isn't any evidence of your existence.
That's true.
Right?
Maybe that's what they're getting at.
The Facebook.
Did people really exist before Facebook?
They had photo albums, yes. Remember when they had photo albums? Yeah, actual
you real... You love photo albums!
I used to, because it meant, like, the photos that you used to see were so much more special because you're like, oh, wow. As opposed to now, like, let's just take 20 pictures everywhere we go.
Exactly.
And document the shit out of everything. No. I like the tie-in from the PTA to the sit-ins. Remember, because it was like, okay, clearly someone, and I thought they were going to go a little bit more political with it and perhaps tie in Mr. Garrison to that side of it, and then he was going to start trolling, but we didn't go there quite yet. But
yeah, we'll what was that part about? It was just a very small part in all of it. So do you think in future episodes they're going to have something with him tied into the trolling?
I think so. You know, I mean, certainly once we get to, like, the actual elections, you know, one way or another.
It's going to be amazing.
And I don't know how they're going to do it, but they always manage to, like, have the two storylines, and they can just switch depending on how the election goes. So it'll be very interesting how they can tie that in.
Do you think we'll have another Randy episode where he freaks out about who wins. Like when he did Obama, that's like one of my favorite episodes.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
I know. That. I mean, I love Randy.
He seemed very gung-ho about his selection.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people are... I love the there was that callback of turd versus the sandwich. Yeah. Them arguing, how can you vote, you know, you're a terrorist if you vote for the I forget the sandwich. But yeah, I don't know. What did you guys think of the ending? Because it was a very sad note to end on, and we're just kind of left with it. And right before that, we see I love how they made Gerald, like, obviously, like, he's playing the keyboard. The keyboard he's typing into is, like, the keyboard he's playing for the music. And then when he's typing at the end, there's, like, the monster silhouette, which is amazing. And then we get to the breakup scenes. Very sad. Any notions of where this is going?
We're so heartbroken.
We are.
Over the breakups.
All right. Shall we do our first ever Member When segment?
Sure. Oh, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. So
that's okay. So it's almost like a rabbit hole of so one person will go three rounds. One person starts it and says, "Member when," and then the next person has to kind of tie in based off of that memory into something else about South Park. So who would love to first?
So give us an example.
Here's an easy one, and you can literally go anywhere with this. Remember when Kenny died? And then you say something. Then you remember when something.
We're so getting trolled for this because I'm not okay. I'm ready. I mean, do we just remember when something happened in South Park?
Yeah. Well, in this particular,
it's kind of late at night to try to remember stuff.
What? Okay, this game is going cool. Remember when I could play fun games on air and people got it? Instead of just being like, we don't know.
We were going to piggyback off my Blossom thing last week and be like real remember when stuff from like back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you remember?
Slapstick bracelets.
Remember when we crimped
alien
our hair?
Lollipops.
Yeah. Remember when hair there crimping? Was no ISIS? Remember when we had Hitler?
See, oh my no.
What?
You know what? I'm not so sure I care for this game you've invented.
Okay, fine.
I feel like I just got handed a breakup note.
ISIS? We hand the breakup notes.
Remember when we didn't have ISIS? All right, fine. Let's move on to predictions. Oh, man. But that's what the memories do. They remind us of the good times. So that's not the good times. Oh, man. So I think the town's obviously very upset. I don't think we're going to solve Skank Hunt, the real identity of Skank Hunt.
You don't think we will the whole season?
The season, yes, but not the next episode.
No, not the next episode. I think that's agree.
Too early.
Yeah.
But I do think that the Danish woman, who I have no idea why she's tied into this, the research for breast cancer, she's gonna kind of maybe have a bigger role.
I agree.
Oh, you know what? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, correct?
Yes.
Are they going to rip on Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
You know what? God bless
I
them.
Predict.
I salute you. If you can do that, it's going to make
Susan
it amazing.
Susan G. Komen is a scam. No, I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll see. I have no idea. What about Ike? Do you think he's going to start trolling after his talk with the dad?
Jeez. I don't know. He was so quiet. I don't know what his thoughts are.
Yeah, but I do kind of like when he goes off the rails. Maybe he will. I didn't get that, but now that you say it, maybe that's what he's doing. He's planting the seed for Ike to follow in his footsteps.
Maybe. Now that I think about it, I think Gerald's doing this the same thing that he got out of doing Yelp, where you know people held on to his word. Now, like, this is anonymous. This is different, and he's shaping the world. He got a Google News alert.
Come on.
That's huge.
Huge.
Who gets that?
Yeah, he does seem to be trying to gain fame, so what is he going to do with it? You know?
Nothing
it's
good.
It's going to become a thing. Yeah, maybe he'll, like, start a blog after that, then it'll become, like, what does Skank Hunt have to say today? And it'll be a blog, and then it'll turn into a political blog. It'll all tie in. Yay.
I think this is a little too late, but in some sense, it would be funny if they tied it to, like, Perez Hilton, because remember when he first started, he was just, you know, like, he was kind of, in a way, like, the first troll of his generation.
Right.
And then
he
became,
was.
Like, the news person.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Remember when that happened? All right. I got nothing else. So unless you guys have anything else.
I think we've thoroughly covered it.
Let us know your favorite members in the comments section. And feel free to troll us, which I know you will. We can take it.
Y'all look crazy.
Yes, we do. We'll quit Twitter.
Yeah, maybe you'll get me to quit Twitter.
Ooh,
maybe.
It's not like a challenge, people. Maybe it is.
Maybe it might be. All right. In the meantime, where can people troll you?
Oh, well, I would love it if you would troll me at Christy Reports, Twitter, Instagram, all the good stuff.
And you can troll me on Instagram and Twitter at Athletchick.
And Steven's Twitter is something. I think it's like Steven something Lemieux. I don't know. Look up Steven Lemieux and you'll find it.
Troll him for not being here.
Yes.
Troll Phil at PD Svitek.
That's right. I can't wait to be trolled. Yeah, definitely troll me. You know what? I can take it. But guess what? Come at me, bro. Right? Remember when it was the bro down? Come at me, bro. Because I will troll right the F back. And on that note, we'll see you next episode. Bye.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.